Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Thursday night showdown with Cincinnati.
All right, good to see everybody. Appreciate you coming out. Great day for football. Heck of a work day for us, and we're really getting tuned in for Thursday night. We're looking forward to it. What questions do you have? No, I mean, we're on a short week. You know, guys are working. It's just a different kind of a schedule, you know. So they'll be working, and we'll see how the guys, all the different guys, we'll see how they are Thursday, really, is where we're at. So guys are doing their best, and we'll probably have some good news and maybe not some other ones. But guys are working hard to get back.
John, we didn't see John Simpson out there. Anything you see?
Sure. No, just kind of the same comment I just had, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't really think there is a difficulty. You know, it's kind of, you're used to doing it in the National Football League in your division. It's just part of the process, and you appreciate it. You know the teams. They know you. It's a high, heated rivalry, a very familiar games, you know. So, but they're always different still, with that being said. So we just got to be ready for whatever happens, play our best football, and see what we can do. Well, it's different. I mean, you know, you've got you don't have as many days. We came out and did what we did today. We hope it'll be effective. You know, you do your best you can, try to figure out all the kind of little scientific numbers and things that go with it. But bottom line, it's football. We're trying to be as sharp as we can Thursday night.
John, on topic a little bit. When's the last time you spoke to your brother? And how'd that conversation go? And do you have any opinion on everything that he's dealing with and what's going on in Michigan?
Yeah, I've talked to him quite a bit. I have a lot of opinions on it, obviously. I'm his brother, you know, and I'm proud as heck of him. I'm really impressed with the way he's handled himself through all this. I mean, it's been a long run, and about everything can be done to, you know, his phones, his computers, and all that stuff have been looked at, and he's come through this thing with flying colors. And they really have, you know, I don't know if what they're trying to get, but they don't have anything of substance, and I just think I'm proud of him. I think it's a real compliment to our family and to him. Something for us to be proud of, because, and as kids can see this, you know, you get kind of in this kind of a situation where you come under fire for whatever reasons, and you come out in really good place doing the right thing all the time. And I'm really proud of that, and I think it's great for family and kids, and it's just a great blessing in that sense. He's a great man. He's a great coach. His players love him. His coaches love him. And he stands tall through all this.
Do you have plans to go to the game if this goes the way it went last week? Can you watch it with them?
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of good questions. I don't know. Let's get through Thursday night and see where we're at. But I'll definitely be pulling for them and the whole team on Saturday for sure. But, we're thinking about Thursday night, 100%.
Hey, John, a question. On a family theme as well, Keith Mitchell is the latest of a number of players you've coached whose fathers played in the NFL.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you know guys who come from that background, that is an advantage or makes them set apart in any way?
I think there really is an advantage. You know, I mean, he's grew up with it. He's you know, his dad is a great dad. He comes from a great family. They just have been great parents. He's been raised so well. And then he's been raised in the kind of that football environment where he's watched his dad, he's been proud of his dad. He's seen the old clips from his dad with the Ravens. It's very meaningful for him, I think, to be in the National Football League, to be here. It's the same owner as when his dad was here, you know, and he's had conversations with Steve on a regular basis, you know, and I just think those kind of things make it even more about family, you know, and once a Raven, always a Raven, and certainly in that case, it's a family affair, so it helps, there's no doubt about it.
I don't know if you saw this last night on Monday Night Football, but Pat Mahomes said that MT Bank Stadium is one of the two loudest stadiums he's ever played in.
Yeah, wow.
Just wondering what you think.
What was the other one?
The other one was Seattle.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Your thoughts on the environment, especially in these night prime time games?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm excited. It's great. You love our fan. It's great. It's great in the day, and it's even better at night. You know, so it's going to be a great night Thursday night. We're proud to have this game. Appreciate, you know, the opportunity to play a home prime time game like this. especially such an important game like this. Our players are excited. I know our coaches are excited. I know our fans are excited. Can't wait to get out there and just try to do our best, you know, and I know our fans will be behind us 1,000%.
All these tense, hyper-well games against Cincinnati, you guys have defended them very well over the last 2 years. What do you think has been the common denominator?
we've tackled well. We've covered well. You know, I think you got to be disciplined. You know, you got to play good, solid football, Childs, and that's it. And then they're going to make their completions. They're going to make their runs, whatever, here and there. You just got to do the best every play you can to keep the ball in front and play good, solid football against them, because they're a good, solid football offense. And they've got a heck of a quarterback. They've got talent. They've got an offensive line. They've got one of the better backs in the league for sure, tough runner, all those things. You know, they're well coached, so you just got to play good, solid defense.
John, looking at that field goal block on Sunday, you know, it looked like an overload. Kohler kind of came over at the last moment trying to clean things up a bit. I guess what was your kind of diagnosis?
Yeah, we just got a little push in there in the A and B gap for sure, a longer kick. It forced Tuck to try to bring the trajectory down just a little bit to get it there, because it was a long kick in that this time of year, you know, in that kind of a field. Really didn't want to be back there that far to kick it, and they did a great job of rushing it, and it got blocked. You know, his hand was right there in the right spot. So that's kind of how it goes. It was unfortunate, disappointing. Certainly, if I had to do it again, I'd punt it and pin him back down there. But then if I'd have punted it, you guys would have been telling me why didn't I put Tucker out there to kick it, you know. So, you know, hey. It's the way it goes, but it's football. I give them credit. They did a great job.
John, I know, you know everybody would love to play better in the fourth quarter as we go into the fourth quarter things. Specifically with Lamar, is there anything when you're watching Lamar in these sometimes in the fourth quarter that you would like for him to improve upon?
Well, I don't know. Which games are you talking about? I mean, nobody's perfect in every game. It's like, you know, Lamar competes. He fights. He plays hard. You're going against the best defense in football, the schemes, and it's crazy situations, and I just wouldn't rather have any quarterback in the league than Lamar Jackson in a tough situation. You know, we all try to do our best in every situation. We all try to build and improve, you know, through all these experiences that we have, and he's no different. I just love his competitiveness. I'm Lamar Jackson guy, you know. That's my guy. I believe in him, and I'll take him in every fourth quarter situation from here until I'm done coaching. I'll tell you that. So proud of him, and we'll roll with Lamar Jackson.
Bengals aren't where they've been the last couple of years, sitting in last place in the division. Do you have to be cautious of a team like that, especially them coming off a loss, being overly desperate?
Oh, my gosh. No. I mean, this division's tight. These are the defending champs. These are the Cincinnati Bengals coming in here. We know who they are, what they're about, how good they are. This division is – every team is great. So we're just going to try to play our best football against a great football team on Thursday night. I like the all blacks, you know, but I like them all. No, I just like the ones when I walk in the locker room, be honest with you, I walk in the locker room and I see the uniform combination in the locker, whatever one it is, it just gets me psyched up. You know, it's like that's what we're going to battle with wearing tonight, and that's the one I like the best, the one we're wearing. And that's just the truth.
Even the gold pass?
I was just going to say.
Hey, man. If we'd have won, the gold pants would be higher on the rankings right now. But we didn't, so, you know.
All right.
All right, cool. Thanks. All right, guys.